folks. So I'm going to start today's show with the appropriate thanks, I guess is the best way. Veterans, thank you. Thank you so much for your services. Like a lot of people, they say, you know, my grandfather, what you see on your screen right now, this is my dad. He served in World War II. So there was, I remember being a kid where there was nights he would wake up in cold sweats with memories. So I get it. So you earn this stuff. So this is why I take this stuff pretty passionate. So what we're going to talk about today is a subject that's why we want to focus in on it. But I'm not going to take the credit for this one. I want to give kudos to this young lady over here. She's on YouTube. She is the queen of VA loans. So Jennifer Beeston, kudos for what you do. So what she did is kind of exposed what's going on with a lot of big lenders. They're using tactics that's getting them in trouble, but they're not stopping. So if you are here, if you're a veteran, let me know. If you're a broker, lender, let me know, because you guys, you know, help me with this. You know, let me know what you've run into. If you're a realtor, you know, let me know any experiences that you ran into as well. So I'm going to open up the chats for whenever you guys want to chime in. But let's get over what we want to talk about today. What Jennifer said is she's starting to get a lot of loan estimates in, and these are from the big lenders out there that you know, they're in it for the VA, for you veterans. And she's like, I'm shocked. Well, I didn't want to expose this thing, cause I was like, I'm not going to be the forefront of this. I'm just a speck on the beach, but she's on the top of the pyramid when it comes to VA loans. So, you know, check out Jennifer. Jennifer, thanks for doing what you're doing, but here's what she exposed. And I've seen this firsthand and I've noticed it and I'm like, okay, I can't be a part of this. But if you go back in time, and you look at where the VA loans have come and gone, here's the problem that we have right now. I think it's just uneducation. And then that's why I'm doing today's show. So if you're joining me, share this with as many people as you can. I usually don't come out and say, share my videos. I'll say, hey, subscribe or whatever. But this one, we really have to help our veterans, folks. So you can, you know, check in with Jennifer. I'd love to give you a quote as well. If you're out there looking to buy or refinance, you know, here's what I do. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer, just like Jennifer. You know, I'll even try to keep her in check. I'm just a speck. She's the top of the iceberg. And I'm just a little peon down here. So if you want to check, and we offer services like we'll track your rate for you. You know, we're right through here. And if you got a loan quote from somebody, you can put up through here and I'll do a review of it and get back with you. But let's get back over to here. Here's what we found. And I like I said, I've seen this. So again, if you're in here, hey, stick them up. Thanks for joining me today, man. Here's the stuff that we see. And maybe you guys don't see it because these big lenders, they don't want this stuff to be seen, but there's a lot of complaints. And the biggest complaints we're seeing is or on those that have low credit scores, and they're desperate. Okay, desperate people do desperate things. But here's where the being taken advantage of, it's possibly a trend. You know, I've just pulled back the last 2 years of data, and here's what we got. Just go to my website under blogs or resources, hit the blogs button right through here. And here's where we're at, VA right through here. So you can get all this data right through here. And what you could do is I link the sites right through here. So if you think I'm, you know, full of it, you check out these sites. So let's just go through some of these. And folks, I need you guys to chime in. Let me know if you've been through this. Let me know if you've seen this. I'm not making it up. Here's the data and here's the sources for all this stuff. So let's get through it. And it kind of pisses you off. So this isn't for folks. I clicked my thing down there. So this isn't for kids, and we're all adults here, and you guys were in the military. So I was born in a little coal mine town. So I talk like a truck driver. So my apologies. So here's the stuff that pisses you off. CFPB orders New Day USA to pay $2.25 million. That's a speck in their profits. Federal consent order alleges misleading cost comparison. You're going to see a pattern here. Alleges misleading cost comparison on cash out refinances to servicemen. Okay, that's one. Services pressure on survivors report details pressure tactics. Inaccurate information, delay for family members. You know, I'm going to go through this as well, because I want to explain to you guys at some point in here if they got you approved, we're probably going to get you approved as well. And I'll explain how the system works. I'll explain that to you here in a minute, and we'll get to it. But again, if you guys are here, if you're a realtor, let me know. Give me a thumbs sideways or a house. If you're a broker, loan officer, hopefully you can understand this as well. Give me a dollar sign. If you're a consumer, give me a thumbs up if you don't mind. But let's keep going through here. VA pauses foreclosure. That was some other thing. VA seeks extended moratorium. CFPB relief for veterans harmed by schemes. Now, what are these schemes? $6 million in relief. Illegal lending schemes targeting veterans benefits. Okay, so that's another one. $6 million, folks. This isn't, look at like NVIDIA's stock or whatever. I mean, it's up $50 trillion today. $6 million isn't a speck in any of these companies' buckets. High speed Ginnie Mae loans, Ginnie Mae repayments are coming in really fast. I'm going to explain how churning works. If you're on here and you know what churning means, let me know what you think it means. CFPB, consumer reports, mortgage-related consumer complaints remain significant. Used to frame trends. This is May of 2025. The trend now, as of the BBB, it's still continuing. Okay, so there's, and it goes on. So here's the tactics. Let me know if you guys think they're okay. We got a broker here. Hee hee, Hunter. Thanks for joining us. Let me see who we got here. So thanks for, if you guys don't want me to call you out, I get it. So, but I can't thank you enough for being here. We structured property. It's a powerful move make. Okay. Let's see what we continue. What pisses me off is when Powell says December cuts is not foregoing conclusion, losing money. I'm with you, man. Did you watch my video this morning or last night even? I'm like, what's going on? So sorry, this is mortgage talk, folks. Let's get back to it. So thanks for joining me today. Okay, so here's what we're saying. What people are being told is you're going to start getting this, and I'm going to kind of go through here. This isn't really in the best order, but here's what happens is misleading savings. So you're going to get a call. It's going to come out of the blue, and they're going to say, hey, this is so-and-so from so-and-so, and we're here to review your loan. Guess what? I have a mortgage specialist on the phone with us right now, and they'd love to review, see if you have any equity, making sure you're in the right loan. Would you be interested? And they're just flying through these calls. Get a hot lead. It's like, you ever see Boiler Room or what's those other? They slow it down. Whoa, I got one on line one. So you pick up line one, and then your sales guys start. And then they're going to turn them and churn them and burn them and do whatever they possibly can. So that's kind of what calls you're going to get. Let's keep going down through. Okay, so the refining churning math. Okay, explain payment resets, add fees to balances. So what they're going to do is they're going to say, you know what? You qualify for 100% financing. This is really good, and you're a preferred client of ours, and this is why we can do it. If you check some of Jennifer's other videos she has out, and I'm not promoting Jennifer because we're not in competition. She does a fantastic job, so check her out. But she's exposed to a lot of this stuff, and that's why I'm coming out here. So I guess I'm still a little sand bit, and she's the beach. But thanks again for her to do this. So they're going to come back and just give you all these pressure techniques. And it's always, we work for the VA and we're going to do things like that. A lot of it's deceptive, and check out her videos for that. But then they're going to come down and say, this is time sensitive. It's really urgent. And, there's going to be this, and we really need to go through this fast. And, is your everybody home right now? We want to walk them through this to make sure you understand. And they're just going to high pressure. Let's keep going down there. High pressure, servicing point pain, surviving spouses. Now those are other people just getting taken advantage of. They think you don't have any options. We're here to help. Please. Let's go through theirs. Guardrails for vets. There are things out there that really help you. Regulation postures, VA foreclosure pauses, collect action, offer a plan. Okay, so that's what they're doing. They're robo-calling you, and they're going through these. Okay, so shoot, I forgot to bring up a loan estimate. Okay, so I did a review lately. Let me do this. Ask some questions if you guys would while I'm looking this up. I want to pull up a loan estimate for you guys so we can go over it. And this one I think is awesome. Let's see. Okay. So here's what I want you guys to look at. I God bless you. Use whatever. I have a slogan. Here's my slogan. If you go to my website, the rate update. My slogan is this: one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Folks, I work at a bank that provides me a federal license. So I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. The unique thing is we're set up with over 30 different lenders. So I can offer you all their programs, their rates, and everything else, kind of basically like a brokerage. But I work at a bank. So if you're interested in the bank, we'll be opening up some positions here available at the beginning of the year. If you're looking to join the bank, reach out to me at some point. But that's what we do. So if you get a quote from somebody, let's go back to what we were talking about. You get a quote from somebody. They're going to tell you this. It's you have to do it fast. Okay. If you guys would agree with me on the side, agree or disagree with me, however you want to do this. But what they're going to do is you're going to get that robo call. And then all of a sudden you're going to be, it's like, we got to get this done within 10 days or you're not going to be able to get a loan maybe or something like that. Don't know really why, but your credit score or something like that. Then they're going to give you all these promotions. Then what they're going to do is really fly through all the numbers. Okay, so this is where I want you to focus in on the loan estimate. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. When you go and compare, this is where I really need you guys to look. So realtors out there, I'm going to show you exactly where to look. Loan officers, if I'm giving you something you don't know today, something's wrong. And then consumers, if you're looking, you're going to get one of these days if you look to refinance or buy. So this is, I'll try to put this link down below. So here's what we call a loan estimate. And it's going to go over a whole bunch of stuff. And the stuff's over through here. It's going to give you the sections. So as I go through here, you'll see highlighted over here that it'll show you. So I highlighted here, that's going to give you the check spelling and your name. So make sure it's spelled right. I've had people pissed off at me in the past because they said I misspelled their name and they did it online. They completed their application online themselves. So just saying. Okay, check loan terms. Just make sure that the loan terms are correctly. Is it a 30-year? Is it a fixed rate? What kind of loan is it? Conventional, FHA, VA, whatever. Go through it and then you're going to check the loan amount. And this is where it gets a little confusing. And this is where they start sliding those numbers in. Understanding your monthly payment. Now, they're going to sell the hell out of that monthly payment. If you consolidate all these bills and increase your mortgage, by $15,000 million a month, you're going to save $100 a month. So watch those. Are there additional charges in your payment? This is your escrow. In a VA loan, you won't have MI or mortgage insurance. So you won't have that section. So that's going to have your homeowner's insurance and your real estate taxes. Now, if you're a disabled vet, make sure in your area, you might be exempt from real estate taxes. Just check your area. You might be. So that might save you $4,000 or $5,000 a month. A lot of people don't understand. That's why if you guys help me spread the word on this thing, you realize 12% of veterans use their VA benefits. 12%. Help me, help Jennifer. Let's get the word out there, folks. Okay, so let's go through here. Does estimated total payments match your expectations? That's going to basically say, here's what your payments are going to be. All right. The next thing is this is the amount of money that's going to hold how much you're going to need for your taxes and in your insurance escrow. And I'm not going to go through that section here because they can't really dupe you on these. What are your estimated closing costs? Now, what they're going to say is, that's just an estimate right now. When this is all said and done, don't worry. We're focusing in on that payment and your savings. And that's what they're going to sell you on. Okay. But do you have enough money to close? Then that's going to be able to show you how much money you need to bring to closing or how much money you're going to get back. All right, now let's go to page 2. Now here's the one, and I have a video on YouTube. Shoot, I forgot to bring it up again. Here, let me bring it up. I'll bring it up in a second. I go through this in detail, and I'm like, here's where you guys get hosed. Okay, here's where you get taken advantage of. Compare origination charges. Up through here, these are going to be things like how much you're paying in points, how much you're paying in underwriting fees, how much you're paying in this. So a lot of times when I hear from somebody, they're like, okay, I'm getting that rate and there's no points. And then we get this and then they're like, well, you didn't say there wasn't an application fee or an underwriting fee and all these. And I know this is hard to see and I'll try to put the link down below. But if I condense this, I lose the side. Hold on. Let me see if I can do this. That's as far as I can go. So my apologies. So that's that section. So make sure that if they're telling you there's no fees in that section. Now, if you're using a broker, it gets a little different because when you're dealing with a broker, what happens is there's going to be a fee here, but there's going to be a lender credit down here to basically compensate for that fee. Because in most cases, if we broker out a loan, any broker that brokers out a loan, you get it. If you get it, give me a thumbs up. You know how that works. And if you're a consumer, please, you got to go through this whole thing. And we do it in videos that we send you, because we are like, okay, you're seeing our fee over here is $5,000. I know that's hefty. But if you go down here, the lender is giving you a $5,000 credit. Basically, they're paying our fee on your behalf. So that's how that works. But watch for all those fees. Over through here, these fees are going to be pretty accurate as well. You're not going to get hosed here because it's an appraisal fee and title fees and things like that. That's going to be customary. Down through here, servicing fees and all that stuff, same thing. Nothing there. Here's the area you're going to get hosed. Okay, I'll just stop it there. Everything over here, there's nothing really there they can do. This is all regulated. This is basically how much is your recording fees in your county. And they can't massage it. We don't make any money in this area. Your prepaids. This is basically how much it's going to take to set up your escrow. Now, I have a video coming out. If you built a house, you might be getting a shock when your tax bill comes out, because people are realizing right now. I think I got a video coming out this weekend. Santiago was a young man that he was in this one interview. His payment went up $1,000 a month because he used D.R. Horton's preferred lender, and they just completely, that's why when people reach out to us, they're like, okay, can you compete with the preferred lender of the builder? We're like, no, they're giving you these credits and their numbers don't make any sense. Check out the video I did up through there. But right through here, this is where they're just going to pile in the fees. They're just going to pile them in. They're just going to say, well, that fee is, and then here's what they're going to do. Then they're going to say something like, you know, this is, you might not be able to get this anywhere else, or something of that. Let me stop you there. Okay. If they got you approved, let me kind of pull back the curtain on all this stuff. And if you're a broker out there, join me. If you're a realtor out there, if you get it, give me a thumbs up. And folks, I'll get to your questions in a second. I love you guys being here. But shit, I lost my train of thought. my apologies. Where were we? The loan estimate, the VA review. I forget. Let's get to your questions. I'm looking over there and the questions are piling up and it's making me nervous. So I don't want to keep you guys on hold. Let's get to some of your questions and then remind me where we were. Semper Fi, my man. So thank them, stick them up. Let's get to some of these questions. And I know I got to these. You're right about warning to refinance as many times with the IRRLs. So what they were talking about is, sir, what is I, sir? Sirdly, sorry if I messed that up. I apologize. And thanks for joining me. You're right about wanting to refi. VA IRRL is basically this. You don't really qualify. All you do is we just make sure your credit scores are high enough. And most of the times, you know, the credit score is high enough and you haven't missed a payment. So basically it's saying, okay, you haven't missed a payment, so kudos. You know what? You're at 7. We're going to, and the rates are at 6 or 5 now. We're just going to let you slide. And we're just need to get the paperwork done. And we don't need a new appraisal. Don't need income verifications, anything. So that's the IRRL. So now the trick here, what I was getting at is now pulling the curtain behind. So here's what we do. Sorry, the squirrel went by. Here's how the loan process works. Okay. So you put in your application, whatever application system the people have. And what they do is we pull your credit, okay? There's probably 5, 6, 7 big credit companies out there. We all use probably the same ones. So you have this application, and then you have this credit report. What do we do with it? Well, your loan officer should review it, make sure everything is accurate, and everything is, is tight. Then we upload that data into Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or both. And what they are is doesn't matter if you know who they are. It's basically one is what we call DU and one is LP. And these are, you're going to start hearing more about it because they're trying to make them go public again or something like that. If you know the content, what's going on with that, put it down below. But you have to run your loans through those systems and you have to get an approval. So it'll actually pop up and say your loan is approved. And then underneath it, it'll give you all the conditions. It says, well, to approve this loan and really approve it, you have to provide all this stuff. Now let's stop for 1 second. So if you're getting pre-qualified or pre-approved, what's the difference? Well, pre-qualified is basically you stop at that step. The data in provided an approval. Doesn't mean it's accurate because you put in your information, just like the person I got sent at the beginning where they got pissed off at me because the name was misspelled and I didn't even put the application in. It wasn't even my loan, to be honest with you. So that's pre-qualified. Now, you want pre-approved? It's going to take a little more effort. Okay, so it can be done fast, but you're going to have to upload all your information. So think of it. We got the approval, and now it's going to say, okay, now to really get a loan approval instead of pre-qualification, you have to validate all this stuff. So you said Mary Jane said she makes $5,000 a month. So we have to get Mary Jane's, that's probably a bad analogy, we have to get Mary Jane's W-2s and pay stubs. Okay, I'll go John Doe. And then John Doe said he has $50,000 in the bank for his down payment. So we got to get John Doe's bank statement. So we got to get paperwork. We got to get verifications, all this. So now you went from pre-qualification to you're approved. Okay, so now here's the tactic you're going to get. Your credit scores, it's not good. Well, yeah, I know. And that's why I'm refinancing, because a lot of times when you're reaching out to me, you know I'm in need. So you're trying to churn my loan and you're trying to sell me on a lower payment. I get it. Well, that's what I would say. But so that's what's going to, it's always going to be about that payment. Folks, you have to realize too, when you refinance, every time you refinance, that clock sets back to a 30-year term. So you might even want to customize it. So let's get back to it. Let's say, for example, the loan doesn't get approved. What can happen? Well, what can happen is we can actually have a VA underwriter actually look at everything and say, you know, here's what happened. Here's the consequence. Here's why maybe their credit score is kind of shitty right now, but here's what happened, and make a good case of it. Well, a good loan officer might be able to, I'll say it this way, sell it. Where a lot of the one will say, no, you're right, the guidelines say it doesn't work. But you might go in and say, well, you know, there's some exceptions there. So can they get a loan done that somebody else can't? Maybe. I can almost assure you they won't get you approved. If they can get you approved, I'll get you approved, unless they committed fraud. So if you want to check out this, if you're a homeowner or home buyer, check out my website. You know, if you're a homeowner right now, I got to plug this, folks. If you're a homeowner right now, check out this right through here. I created this tool to basically, what happened yesterday? The Federal Reserve cut rates. What happened to mortgage rates? They jumped. If you're watching this channel or even this video, you probably watch my channel, so you see what happens every day. They're up and down. You want to catch rates next time they're down, you know, put your information in the Rate Watch tool. What it's going to do is just, you tell me what interest rate you're looking to refinance. When it hits there, I'll reach out to you and we'll go over the numbers, see if it makes sense. But going back to it, if they got you approved, I'll get you approved, unless they did fraud. Okay, so, but then they're going to start telling you, okay, well, you know, it's going to cost you a little bit. My manager's going to do that. It's like the used car salesmanship. So those are the things that drive me nuts. So that's the tactics that's going on. If you don't believe me, just check out my blog and you can do all these. You can check out each one of these sections through here and click it. It'll just take you right to, it'll piss you off. Hopefully it pisses you off. Okay, so let's get to some more questions out here. Let me see what we got. When structuring properly, it's a powerful move to make. What pisses me off on palaces? Let's keep going. I apologize. I lost my, we got another broker on here. Thank you. Ridley. I'm just going to go with Ridley. They will come back down when jobbers report come back in, but and I worry about them going up a little bit, government shutdown. I still don't get it. What confused me yesterday was that when the Fed came in and they said, okay, we're cutting rates. Everybody knew they were kind of cut rates. Then they said, we're not going to let the runoff continue to run off. So as I dug in, I'm like, okay, they're using that money basically to, they're the bond market. They're not, are they buying that? Are they really buying it? Or are they just kind of letting those bonds mature? That money goes back into the Fed. They hold the money, but no, they're going to put it into 2-year treasuries. Now here's what I'm looking at. Realtors, loan officers, consumers, adjustable rate mortgages. So this is a video we're going to talk about, and I'm going to talk about adjustable rate mortgages, and they're not as crappy as they used to be. So I'll be posting videos about that to see where that's going, because the Fed now is going to take the money on all the roll-offs of those as the bonds and then mature and use it to buy 2-year treasury bills. So I'm going to dive down that hole. So let's see what else we got. Let's see. What do we got here? No churning. No, churning is when you give them a higher rate then refinancing them at lower. Yeah, the churning is, yeah, let me redefine what churning was. Let's go down through here some of these things. What churning is they do that. And then they're going to come back and say, okay, you know what? This is going to be a two, maybe a three loan approach. We're going to get you this high rate. I know it's terrible right now. So thanks for bringing this one up. I know the lingo in all these. I've saw all the training videos. Okay. Just saying, this is really hard loan. Okay. Tell me if you're a consumer out there and just let me know if I'm on point or if you think I'm crazy. Okay. And I'd like to, any views you guys have would on that would be, if you think I'm nuts, let me know. And then they're going to say, okay, we're going to do it this way. And I know the fees are crazy, but you know what? You're going to need to make six payments. And after that, we're going to refinance you again at that lower rate, because now you cleaned up all your credit. Your credit scores went up. And now, you know, this is what we can do. Is it true? Yeah, it's true. Is your scores going to go up, put you in a better position to get a better rate? Yeah, that's true. A lot of times, I'll say that the rate differential isn't that much. And that's where, when you looked at Jennifer's video, when you were going through the loan estimate, the people were getting like obscene rates and fees. So let me see if I still logged in here. So here's our search engine. So if you're new to my channel, we have a slogan. That slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. And I explain what I am and what I do. And so here's our back-end engine. This is what we go over every Wednesday, other than yesterday, because the Federal Reserve was here. Every Wednesday we come in and I show you this. We ask consumers to come in and say, hey, give me your information. I'll show you live price. This is what we do behind the scenes. This is how I find these rates, folks. Okay. So we have a VA customer right through here. All right. They're looking for a refinance cash out. Let's make it simple. They're looking for an IRL. Okay. They haven't missed a payment. And they owe, you know, $350,000 on a $400,000 loan. They're making the payments. They closed 3 years ago. The rate's still at 7.5. They're struggling. And right now their credit score is 620. Okay. Not saying that's good scores. 820 is that's the, you know, kind of the echelon up there. 780 is kind of A credit. When you get to 620, you need at least a 620 to get a conventional loan. So let's just say it's a 620. Let's go over here and I'm going to say, okay, well, what kind of rate can they get? This is how crazy this stuff is. And this is where Jennifer kind of pointed them out, but she didn't go this in depth. So sorry, Jennifer. And I'm giving you kudos, but here's what you see. Like this one right there here. This is, we can get your rate at 6 point, actually right down through here, 5.875. You get a rate of 5.875 with that kind of credit scores. Okay. So that's what they're coming in saying, oh yeah, but you know, we got to give you 6.375 plus, because we're doing an exception, we have to charge you 2 or 3 points. I know it's like 20, 30 grand, but you know how much you're going to save over the long run? Folks, you're not going to save anything over the long run. Okay. You're probably going to go out and run those bills back up. But what the point is, that's the shit that they're doing. Okay. So that's what I wanted. So let's keep going to some of these questions. So yeah, the churning and burning, that's what they're doing. They're trying to sell you again and again and again, just because, you know, that they're hoping you don't know any better. All right. So I'll say it that way. By the way, love your videos, Dan. I will watch sometimes while I'm at work. Thanks, man. What else we got? So thanks for joining me in the middle of the day, guys. Love you. Thank you, sir. You betcha, my man. So if you guys have any, if I can help you in any way, and you know, again, I'm not throwing Jennifer under the bus here, man. She's great. She's the VA queen. But if you want to keep, you know, these other lenders in check, and maybe even Jennifer, because I'm not even going to be a spec to her, you know, go over to our website. And this is what we do. Folks, I've been doing this for over 35 years. I'm here to help. You know, I wanted to kind of expose this back when, but I was like, I'm just sitting behind the scenes. And when Jennifer popped out with this, I'm like, dude, I gotta jump on this. So if you're a homeowner right now, you want us to track rates for you, check this out right through here. This will actually, you tell me what rate you want to refinance. When it gets there, I'll reach out to you. If you're looking to buy, check out this. It'll give you, it's a down payment assistance loan up to $7,000. You don't have to pay it back. So, you know, if you're a loan officer, if you're a realtor out there, these are great, because here's what your client gets. Most down payment assistance loans, they're loans. Okay, so they're, let's say you buy a $200,000 home and you get a $15,000 grant, okay, and you put down 3%. Okay, so you bought $200,000, put down 3%, so you have $194,000. Then you have a $15,000 grant, so now we owe $123,000. If that's my math is right, 223, you owe more than the house is worth. You can't refinance that. You don't have to pay back. So let's get to some more questions that you guys might have, but let's get back over to those headlines. Got monthly payment dropping. What do we got? Maybe we got a question here. Let's see what we got. My apologies if I skipped you. Why are you not showing up? Okay, here we go. Refi, VA Earl from 6 to 5.5, no funding fee because of the exemption. I'm going to talk about that in a second. That's a great point. Exemption, no payment in November, December, first payment January 1st, received $2,700 refund of escrow. Original loan amount was $459. I hope you use this right through here or on my website and you got us to review that loan estimate. I hope, just saying. So if you're out there and you got a loan estimate, like, you know, congratulations, by the way, congratulations. Send it to us. I'm not your enemy. You guys know the places where if you find somebody going through there and you're like, oh, they're getting hosed and you know, you can beat them. So those are the ones that we're going after, I guess, is the best way to put it. Next question we got is, oh man, I was just telling my wife the other day that VA buyers are getting scammed. Mars, what do you do? Give me, are you a lender or a realtor? Thumbs up. If not, thumbs down, I guess. Let me know what you guys are. That's why I want to know who we're talking to, because I can kind of skew it that way. I do have, we are working on a YouTube tier groups. So we're going to have tier groups. There's going to be for consumers, for brokers. Yeah. That's real, our mortgage people. And then the realtors, and it'll be real affordable. I mean, a couple bucks a month just to join, so we can get you into Discords and I can get you into newsletters and things like that. It's coming up, folks. I'm especially you loan officers out there, folks, I'm not your enemy. If we can get educated borrowers out there, it cleans up this business, gets all the crap out of the system. I'm all for regulate the heck out of it. So that's my point. All right. So veterans should do no cost. Here's what we got. Okay. So let's go back to this question. Somebody was just said they are exempt. My apologies. Let's go back. See if we can find that. Okay, so this person right through here, hopefully you guys can see that. The question, they mentioned in here, no funding fee because I'm exempt. Okay, we'll stop there. Okay, so if you're a veteran, this is where we need our veterans to know this. Realtors, loan officers, we're not doing our jobs either. If you have a specific disability, a specific percentage, you are exempt of paying fees. Now, VA can have some hefty fees. Now, I'm not saying that VA is not at fault with some of these costs, because you guys can agree with me. I mean, if you're a loan officer out there, let me know. To charge a veteran, so if you keep refinancing your home and you take cash out and stuff, you could be charged by the VA 3.3%. So VA might not always be your best loan, because if you're looking to do a cash out and you've already done a loan once or twice, you're going to pay, think if it's a $300,000 loan, you're going to pay $10,000 in just a VA fee. You can use that money to buy down the rate. Okay. So those are just things that I just want to make sure you're aware of. Only had the loan for 7 months. Got it. Oh man. Telling my wife. So thanks, Mars. Mars, let me know what you do. You might have posted down there. Veterans should do no cost. Let's see what we got. I think we got some fellow loan officers. Veterans should do no cost. Paying closing costs is dumb, in my opinion. I agree, but what you have to do also is compare the rates. This is where if when you are comparing rates in these, this is where everybody gets confused. When you go to that loan estimate, dang on it, did I get rid of it? Let's see, right through here. there's so much crap on this thing. It gets confusing. So let's drive into it. So here it is. Let's just stop here. This is what you have to pay attention to. Okay, right through here. The fees. Page 2 of the loan estimate. Page 1 is, let me bring it up and see if it comes up. No. Page 1 just has the loan amount and everything else like that. It's, you need to understand it, but this is where you guys are getting hosed. Okay. Your loan costs. Right through here. They're going to come down through here. And this one's saying 0.25% of the loan amount. These are in points. It's going to be representative of a percentage and a dollar sign. And then you're going to get an application fee and an underwriting fee and an admin fee. And it can add up. They're going to say, well, no, you're not paying any points. You have to pay all these other fees. Oh, no, you don't. It's not. I don't have an application fee. I don't have an underwriting fee. So when you're comparing these things, you have to compare everything. Now, if this section was zero, I'll give you some pointers here. If that section's zero, don't really care about any of this other stuff. And here's why. Down through here, these are services you can't shop for. What these services are, appraisal, credit report, these are all things we have to do. And we have to use an appraisal management system for these things. So, you know, we don't really know even who's doing the appraisal. Credit report fee, we just pass on that fee to you. We make no money on that. Down through here is your title fees. These are basically a third party fee. You can even shop these. If you know a title company or were you closed when you purchased your house? Do you know somebody there? Maybe we can get a discount. We can use any title company you want. You can search for these. Most of the time, you're not going to find it. It'll be the same price. Okay. Over through here, this is the recording fees of your county. These are prepaids. These are from the day of your closing through the last day of that month. Okay. And then over through here, this is to set up your escrow. So in this case, they needed to hold 2 months of their homeowner's insurance. Shit. 2 months of their homeowner's insurance and 2 months of their property taxes to bring it to this. Okay. And then that's the numbers. So everything is kind of built in. You may have down through here, like a seller credit you got through here, lender credit. If you're working with a broker, like probably 99% of the time with us, there's going to be brokering out that loan. Cause when we run this search, most of the time it's another lender. You can see all these lenders that we work with. Okay. So we broker it out. So when we go over to here, there's going to be a lender credit. And let's say, it might say $5,000. So up here, it'll say, Dan is charging you $5,000. But down here, you're getting a lender credit because the lender is paying Dan's fee or the fee to the bank that Dan works at. So that's how that works. So when you're looking at this, don't really look at any. Look at this. That's what I want you to look at. Okay. So let's keep going. Yes, it should be good lender credit at minimum. Fantastic. What do we got? And I apologize. Thank you guys so much for staying here. And I hope you're learning something. My neighbor paid $505 loan, VA loan for a house worth $450 max. It's sad. It's down 6% year to date. Well, you know, wait. Here's what I'll say. Wait another year or two or three. I mean, if you bought the house, hopefully they didn't buy the house hoping I'll flip it in 6 months and make some money and move on. If that's the goal, you're going to lose money. Just moving's a pain in the ass. So, you know, what's it going to be a year, two, three? There was a report out yesterday. Average home prices in the country are up 1.7%. So what does it mean? I'll just go down this pitch and it's just run the math. If your area is down 6, that means another area is up 7.17. So if you're down 1, or 6, and the average market's up 1.7, that means another market had to offset your loss. Think of it that way too. Because if you have all these markets crashing, but the whole country on average is up, that means other areas are doing okay. So just food for thought. And if you're a realtor or loan officer, another food for thought for you. If you're at 100% disabled veteran, you don't pay property taxes. Fantastic. So let's get the word out because I can guarantee you there's somebody in Florida that's a disabled veteran paying taxes. I can guarantee it. So let's get the word out, folks. Help me do that. What do we got next? Same in Texas, no property taxes, 75. So do you have to be 100% disabled? What's the percentage in you guys in the states out there? If you guys could post that, people that might help people here because, you just don't know. I thought it was like 70 or I thought that was like a weird number, like 70 or 73. You know, the great thing about chat, AI, let's do this. How should I say this? What? Percentage of disability is needed to be detailed. I'm sorry. I don't mean to have dead air. Probably lost half of you just now. Let's see. This is the cool thing about AI. Here's what I've been doing. I've been a lot of people that post, or even I'm politicians, I'm just going right in there and I'm plugging it in. I want to know. So before you vote, folks, take what your politicians are telling you and just plug it in. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Plug it in and fact check them. You have your opinions. I have mine. I'm here today just to help you. So Minnesota 70. Here we go. Okay. There's. I thought it was different than that. Look at this. So in Texas, property taxes exemption scale. There's a scale in Texas, Minnesota, 70%. If you guys know what your state is, well, just Google it. You know, if you know a veteran, if your brother, sister, mother, anybody's a veteran, they're disabled, call them. Just say, hey, are you paying taxes, real estate taxes? And have them Google it. And this could save people huge amounts of money. So let's keep going. Same here in Texas. Actually, Dan, if it's under par, there's no fee, just a credit. If you go borrower paid, there's a fee and a credit, but I go lender paid and it's zero. So under the, got it. Yep. I see exactly what you're doing. Got it. Sorry for the lingo, the finance lingo, folks. What is an acceptable broker fee that is fair? What's a good fee for, you know, people to sell you a home? It's usually a percentage of the loan amount. And that's what the tough thing is years ago, I used to have several branches and I ran a company basically from Michigan all the way to California. We had some smaller locations. And what would happen is there was legislation. Now, in the mortgage business back in the 90s, it was crazy. I mean, it was like the wild. You were lending money and there was nothing really going on. And then all of a sudden legislation went through. It was the, I don't think it was the crash at that time, but it might've been right around there. But what happened was they came in and said, okay, you cannot charge over like the max fee. It's a federal law now. It can't exceed 3%. Okay. So that was huge. So when I had branches in smaller towns within, you know, you might do a loan for $70,000, well, 3% of that's $2,100. You might have areas where your title fees could be $1,000 or $2,000, and then you add in the other fees, and you're upside down. You can't do the loan legally. So that's why a lot of times, you know, you might call a place and they're just like, we don't do loans under $100,000. It doesn't mean they would probably like to. You can't. You can't legally do them and charge the fees that you need to cover your costs. So, but some of the lingo that's being used, I'll try to put it in there. 7 for 5. Hey, thanks for joining me today. Greatly appreciate you being here. Let's see what else we got going on. What you mean? The max broker can charge is still quite less than bankers. Yeah. So, this gets a little confusing. If you're working with a broker or a banker, we won't go into it. You guys are here to figure out VA. So if I'd love to talk to you or join us, shoot me an email if you want to chat. I'd love to just chat or join me on another one of these where we actually talk mortgages and rates, and on a Wednesday would be really cool. You can negotiate, keep same outstanding principal and same term of the months remaining on the current loan. Yes, you can. So here's what they were saying. Let's say that you go to refinance right now. You can just keep the same term. So let's say you took out the loan in 2023, rates were bad. 2023, okay? That's probably not a bad example. So you've had it a year and a half. So you can get a 28-year term or a 27-year, which you might want to look at is, we've been advising a lot of clients is we saw there was a trend about a week ago, a nice differential in the 20-year term had the same rate as a 15-year term with a couple of our lenders. So we were out with our borrowers saying, you know what, you can have the same payment. You have a 28 years terms at 7.5. We can get you a 20-year term at 5. You know, it was in the mid fives. One example, I think the payment was off $4. And I'm like, you know, is your payment comfortable? And they're like, yeah, I just want a lower rate. And I'm like, you're cutting 8 years off of your loan and you're keeping the same payment. So those are the things we look to do. I only do loans in Minnesota. Here, let's see what we got. Dan, I should email you. I only do loans in Minnesota and Florida, but you're smart. I love talking, locking loans. And there will be some positions at the bank here available at the beginning of the year. That, you know, if you have any interest in that, you wouldn't work directly for me. You just work at the bank and have the platform that we have. So it's pretty cool. So if you're any of you guys are out there, you know, shoot me an email. I'll be kind of diving down that avenue at the beginning of the year. But thanks for joining me. I love having that, because a lot of times I see that, you know, there's a lot of people out here and nobody asking questions. I'm like, there's gotta be loan officers on here. So thanks for popping in. I'm not your enemy. I'm just here to help educate you. We can help educate the public. We can help educate the realtors. It's a win for all of us. Let's see. They will come down in 2026 when they restart QE and Monty printing. I'm ready to jump when refinance. I think you did. You print a comment on one of my YouTubes the other day, because it was kind of the same, one of the same comments. I hope this isn't a cheap viewer steamboat. I hope that was just an, I don't know what that was. So my apologies, folks. I don't have a moderator. I'll give you the math. On no cost. They are awesome. Been doing them for 20 plus years. I agree. And you know, so then the person asks, you know, what's fee you're going to charge? You're going to do borrow paid, lender paid, things like that. And that's where, hopefully you have the flexibility to do that. And, you know, but I agree with you. I don't want to pay fees today, even if it's a little bit higher rate, because heck, if rates drop, if you have a conventional loan, folks, if rates drop, you can refinance in next month. Now, if you have a VA loan, which we're talking about today, you have to wait. There's like a 210-day grace period that you have to wait. Now, why? I honestly don't know. I think for all this paperwork, I guess, to be transferred or stuff, but that, I don't know why, but that's what, if you do a VA loan, you have to wait basically 6 payments before you can really go anywhere. Let's see what the next question is. It's different rules in different states. So thank you. What do we got here? We got, I own my own mortgage brokerage. Fantastic. You might even be the perfect person to talk to. I used to have my own. It was pretty big too. And I found this platform and it's pretty awesome. So yeah, shoot me an email. I'd love to talk to you sometime. So folks, let's get back to it. If you have a veteran, you know, a veteran, please reach out to them. Let them, please share this video with them. Thanks for being here with me. If you have any questions, post them down below. A lot of times I come back and I try to review these questions, you know, reach out to me. If you're in the process right now or want to just kick the can, you know, does refinancing make sense? You know, or just put your information right into here. The Rate Watch tool. This is basically built for you. Just to, you might not want to talk. You might want, I don't want the hard pressure sales. Put your information in there. And when the rate hits wherever you, whatever you put in there, you know, don't be surprised one day I call you and text you and saying, hey, your Rate Watch just, now I did send a blast email out today because we had a bunch of people trigger over the last couple of days. And so I sent out a broadcast email to a lot of people. So if you got that, you know, please reach out to us because a lot of people are triggering right now. We're getting, probably 20 or 30 of these a day, which is really cool. If you're looking to buy, check out this program right through here. The biggest thing is, if you need some help with this, don't trust what everybody else is saying. Make sure they're on point. Make sure they're giving you a good deal. You know, even, you know, competition is good. So Jennifer, she's doing a fantastic job. Keep doing what you're doing. But if you get a quote from somebody, you know, one of those big lenders, and you just want to make sure they're on point, you know, go to our website right through here. This is the loan estimate review. Upload your loan estimate. The biggest thing I need to know is, when are you looking to close? If you're looking to buy, and what's your credit score? And if they got you approved, I'll get you approved, unless they did fraud, and I'm not going to go and do fraud. So that is my word for you guys. So thank you for joining me. Thank you for your kind thoughts. Here's a picture of my dad. This is with him with the Pope, and that was in World War II. Pretty freaking cool. So thanks, Dad, for all you did. Thank you guys for everything you did. and don't be taken advantage of. Love to help you any way we can. You know, reach out to Jennifer, reach out to me, reach out to somebody other than those big banks, because I'm pretty certain if they're able to get you approved, we'll get you approved, and we probably save you a lot of money. So thanks for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic day, and